An unusual exhibition opens today at the State University of New York in Potsdam. It's called A Distinct Grace, Before, During, and After Breast Cancer. Sarah Hutt is one of 11 artists represented in the show, and NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg has this report.
Sarah Hutt was just 13 when her mother died of breast cancer in 1965. In this art project, Sarah offers some very specific memories of the woman she lost.
My mother gave me paper dolls. My mother said, things turn out. My mother chewed ice. My mother swept the driveway. My mother looked things up. My mother had sweaty palms.
1,000 Memories, a 1,000-line poem published in a small book, and carved, burned, really, one by one, into the bottoms of 1,000 small wooden bowls.
I knew if I just wrote a poem, no one would ever see it.
At the Gibson Gallery in Potsdam, two long tables piled with wooden bowls. Visitors must lift each bowl to read the memory.
Can you get that?
Sarah Hutt's mother, she had a wonderful name.
Her full name was Carmelia Louise Ann Napitano Colonise Hutt.
Sarah's mother used to turn over pieces of china to see where they'd been made. Remembering her mother, Sarah asks visitors to inspect simple, familiar wooden bowls.
You know, it's like lifting up a rock to see what's underneath it. When you try to describe a person and you try to say, well, they were really nice, they were really energetic, you know, it doesn't really tell you a lot about that person. And so all these random memories are underneath all these bowls, and as you pick them up, it starts to put it all together of who the person is. My mother said, keep your hands busy. My mother canned tomatoes. My mother liked an even tan on her legs. My mother loved green salads for lunch. My mother could command attention.
My Mother's Legacy, the name of Sarah Hutt's piece, is made up only of her memories, not what others said about her mother. Sarah sat down with old photographs and various objects that had belonged to her mother and waited for what they told her. She would also find herself, in the course of a day, doing something and realizing suddenly that her mother had done it too.
There's the way I stand, when I bite the side of my mouth, you know, I can remember her doing that.
My mother always had a sweater with her. My mother said, keep your voice down. My mother tried to keep in touch, Sarah Hutt writes. My mother had a mind of her own. My mother knew Morse code. At the museum, people pick up Sarah Hutt's wooden bowls at random to read the inscriptions. The order in which they're read is not important. In fact, Sarah likes that her memories of her mother are read at random, since memories arrive at random. Sarah Hutt feels she's gotten her mother back in some way by creating this piece. Gotten more than that, in fact.
It's very therapeutic, and it also makes you stop and really think about the things that make up who you are, based on all these things that my mother did or was and told me.
In finding these specific parts of her mother herself, Sarah Hutt brings memories of all our mothers. My Mother's Legacy by Sarah Hutt, part of the exhibition A Distinct Grace at the Gibson Gallery of the State University of New York at Potsdam from today through October 3rd.
My mother liked to walk on crunchy snow. My mother drank olive oil. My mother used lots of garlic. My mother embroidered pillowcases. My mother hung her sweater.
I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
My mother rolled her eyes. My mother said there was no secret. My mother kept her options open. My mother sang her own tune. My mother went home for Christmas. My mother had good common sense. My mother liked strong tea in the afternoons. My mother always brought a chocolate cake to Potsdam.